But then there's perhaps another thing here. It's a sense of delay. Jesus had said to them, "Go into Galilee, and there you will see me." And so they'd gone to Galilee. He'd appeared to them twice in Jerusalem. And then he told them to go to Galilee. They'd gone to Galilee. Where was Jesus? Where was he? I mean, he told us to go, and we've come, we've made the journey, and there's no sign of Jesus. When is he going to show up? Do we not just hate waiting? Maybe some of you like waiting. I guess most of you probably don't like waiting, whether it's waiting in the queue at the supermarket, and there's always some problem, and they have to change the roll, and then somebody wants cash back, and you're queuing for ages, and then there's the bus, and you always see people all looking down the road, and where is the bus? And I've just passed it up the road, it's broken down. But, you know, we hate delay. We find it so difficult just to know what to do. And I think that was probably like that for these disciples. Where was Jesus? Why is he not showing up on our time scale? This is one of the cries that David comes out with over and over again in the Psalms. Lord, how long? And we want him to intervene in our lives and our situation. We find delay such a difficult thing. And yet it can be something that is so beneficial to us as we begin to feel God's Spirit marinating in our lives and transforming us during these experiences of delay. So I think that was perhaps another thing that contributed to this directionless state that they were in. And what were some of the characteristics of it? Well, what did they do? Well, do you know what Simon Peter said? "I'm going fishing. I'm going out to fish." Now, there's nothing bad about fishing. They were commercial fishermen. This was what their life had been. But you see, this is going backwards. Jesus had called them, and he had said, "From now on, you will catch people, not fish." And he had not given them any options. He had not given an opt-out clause which says, if the catching people thing doesn't work out, just go back to the fish. If you find the people stuff too difficult, you know, and just go back to the squiggly, slithery, slippery fish which you're so used to. People are much more difficult than fish. Jesus hadn't given any option. When he called them, it was an irrevocable call. You will follow me, you will catch people, and there is no going back to the fishing. It wasn't a bad thing, the fishing, but it was not what Jesus intended for them. And I think we can find this in our own experience sometimes, that a directionless Christian life is not one that is going nowhere. It's one that is slowly, imperceptibly drifting downwards and backwards. Those of you who kind of fly regularly into Heathrow will know what it is like. Every time you go into Heathrow in the morning, we have a slight air traffic control delay, and we're going into a holding pattern. And you go round and round and round at the same altitude. Now, a directionless Christian life is probably going round and round, but gradually losing altitude. You're not quite where you were, and it's sliding slowly downwards and slowly backwards into the things that were perhaps familiar, old ways of speech, old ways of viewing, old habits that you thought you'd shaken off. This was going backwards. So it was a directionless life, was kind of sliding backwards and downwards. There's one other thing. There's loads of things here. I'm just picking out one or two things for you. It basically was, as far as they were concerned, a dead end. They'd had a fantastic wild ride with Jesus for these 3 years when he'd been teaching and doing amazing. They'd seen amazing miracles. They'd heard amazing teaching. And now they'd just come back to the old things. Jesus, where was he? He hadn't shown up. Things hadn't worked out as they'd expected. They'd just gone back to fishing, the things that were familiar, and they'd found that it was a dead end. It wasn't nearly as satisfying as it used to be. There must have been a time 3.5 years before, when there was something exhilarating about being out in the sea. The wind and the waves and the net full of fish. But now it was like, this is a dead end. And it just got worse. And Jesus, I think, is, I don't know if he's winding them up or not. They were directionless. They caught nothing. All night, they caught nothing. Not even a minnow. Not even an old bike that somebody had dumped in the lake years ago. They caught nothing. And then we move on to the next phase of Peter's transformation. So that's the first thing, directionlessness. Second thing is what he could only call a drama.